Vayter in Shas, we are in Avodah Zarah Daf, Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, pick it up on base and one base by the bottom of the page. We are four lines up from the bottom in the middle of the word Miyad. We're in a little bit of a discussion over here, mid-discussion about the end of days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an opportunity for anyone who was Osek in the Torah to come along and get Schar for it. And of course all the Goyim come running and said, hey, we're ready for a Schar. Hashem says, really? Why should you get Schar? And the conversation goes back and forth, and we're left off with where they said, listen, Ribbono Shalom, were you kafir aleinu har kegigas? Did you force us to do it and we didn't do it, like you did with the Yidden? Not fair. If you would have done it for us, then we would have followed you also. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Miyad Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaRishonos Yashmi'unu, that is the Rishonos, your earlier actions, have made it very clear that you wouldn't have followed the Torah. Roy, what is that? Shenemar v'rishonos yashmi unu, and the first ones will inform us. All right, to see. Sheva mitzvah shekibaltem heichin kiyamtem. Tell me, did you guys do the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach that you had to do? You didn't keep them, so clearly you wouldn't have kept the 613 either. Says Gomri, no, the lokium. How do we know that they actually didn't go out and the guy didn't keep the sheva mitzvahs? Detani Reb Yosef, is Reb Yosef ta'at, amad vayimoded eretz ra'a vayater goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, that literally means that he stood and measured out the land and saw the... And he saw and dispersed the nations. My Ra, what does it mean he saw? Ra Sheva Mitzvah Shekibla Aleim B'nei Noach V'lo Kemim. He saw the Sheva Mitzvahs that they were Mekayim, that they took upon themselves, but they didn't, they were Mekayim it. Yeah, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, that they didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach K'Van Shelo Kemim. And once they weren't Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs, he says, Omad V'Tir and Lam, it's okay, fine, you know what, you don't even have to keep them at all. Fakta Gemara, Itgri, Itgar. What they're going to go, they're going to gain, they're going to benefit from doing the wrong thing. You find that somebody does a sin and he gets schar for it. He gets rewarded for that. Amar Marbury Darvina, beep, turn the page. Gimel Madaf, Lomar. No, this is what it means to say. Shafa Bisha Mekaimen, O son. That is it. Even if they're going to be Mekaimen, Eim comes Aleim Schar, they're not going to get schar for it. Says Rashi, Atorah Zu, Lo Tovasami. It's not something. Hatarazu, sorry, it's Lotovasu, it's not good for them. Elisha ain't mitzuvim the kaiman, they're not mitzuvim anymore. V'emi kaiman, lo yikabu schar, they're not going to get schar, because we know, like we're going to see right now. Frank the Gemara, v'lo, is it true they're not going to get schar? But Tarim within a bright side, Meir Omer, minayin shafil ovi kachom, mosik v'torah, shu kakoin god, hadim na the... A guy who goes out and he's osik b'torah that he's considered like a kohen gadol. Tamid lomar sheyaso sama adam v'chaybem, that a person should go and follow the things and live by them. Kohanim v'yom Yisrael lo namar. I didn't say kohanim Yisrael. It says adam asher yaso osam ha'adam elo ha'adam. Right? He's telling you halamadata shafilu v'gacham osik b'torah. You could kohen gadol. He was a guy, but he's osik b'torah. Then he's like a kohen gadol. What's coming to tell you? Shane McCabin Aleim Schar Kimitsuva Osei. Doesn't get Schar like one who is commanded to do and does. Ella, rather, they're like Kimitsuva Mitsuva Yosei. This is someone who's not commanded to do and they do. Dom Rev Chanina, Gadol Mitsuva Yosei, Mishaino Mitsuva Yosei. Greater is one who commanded to do the Mitsuva and does them rather than someone who's not commanded and goes and does it. So, what do we see nonetheless? We see that they didn't follow the Sheva Mitzvah, so clearly I couldn't follow the Torah, therefore that answer didn't really work for them. Says Gemara, Ella Kachomer Mode Kachavim Lefiyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Kamala said. Ribono Shel Olam, Yisrael Shekiblu, Heichan Kaimu. They saw that they were good and they were Makaba. Where did you find they actually were Makayim this Mitzvah, the Torah? Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani made them Shekim as the Torah Kula. I made on them that they kept the entire Torah. Am Lefanim, so the Goyim say, Ribono Shel Olam, Kulum Yesh Av Shemi. Can a father testify for his son? You say that my son, Bini Bechori Yisrael, therefore you can't even testify for them. So, no offense, but you're puzzled like this. I'm sorry. Let the heavens and the earth testify for them. Shekima is the Torah Kula, they kept the Torah Kedusha. Says in the back, I'm in the front of Ribbono Shel Olam. Shamayim V'aretz Nogin Beidusim, they're Nogei Abadavar. They can't testify. Why? Because they have a self-interest to make sure that the Yidden actually kept the Torah, because if not, you would have destroyed the entire world. Shenemar Im Lo Brisi if not for this covenant, Yomam Belaila, of night and day, of day and night, that is at learning Torah, night and day. Rashi says, Im lo brisi shekasavti shtei noheges Yomam Belaila, v'hainu dora, d'chsev, v'hagisa ba Yomam Belaila, v'chsev, asher eila divrei bris. If not for this idea, chuko shamayim, I wouldn't employ all the chukos of Shemayim Baretz, heaven and earth. And therefore, they're only around because of the fact that they're citing the Torah. V'amar Reb Shimon min la'akesh. Shemayim Baretz, what he says in the Pasuk, Vayhi erev, Vayhi boker, Yom ha-shishi. Why does it say the words Yom ha-shishi? Melamed shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'isa Bereshis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made a Tanai with the creation of the world. V'amar, Im Yisrael mekabel sarasi mutav, if the Yidden, they go and they keep by Torah, that's good. Vim la, but if not, then yachzir eschem l'tovam, and he send you back to nothingness. Says Rashi, now hey da hashishi, she said yom shishi, which yom hashishi? You say it's extra. V'kasa b'sof b'isareishas l'drash zu. V'hachim mashma v'hi erev ha'yivokar yom hashishi shal shisha b'sivan. It's referencing the sixth of Sivan, shal sitin Yisrael l'kabel Torah, that the Yidden are going to keep the Torah. So there, pasul is as well. V'hainu da amer cheskiya. This is what Chizkiya said. By the civil union, says what does it mean when it says Mishamayim Hishmata Din Eretz Yara Vishakta? Which is Hishmata Din is Matan Torah, right? Mishamayim Hishmata Din. In heaven, you made judgment. I mean, the Torah, you made it heard. The earth became afraid and grew calm. Im Yara Lamashakta. If it became scared, why did it become calm? Im Shakta, if it was calm, Lamayara, why did it get scared? Ella, but Chila Yara. In the beginning, it was fearful. Ubasov Shakta, and then it became calm. Rashi says, Shema lo yikabli Yisrael Torah. They were nervous that maybe they're not going to go and accept the Torah. They go back to nothingness. Ulabasov says, Rashi, Ubasov Shika. When they received it, they became quiet. So again, they're pusillatus. And for the Gemara, Malema Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mikam Yavo. You know what? You're right. The Edus is going to come from us. Not going to come from Shemayim Baretz. It's going to come from you yourselves. Vayidu Ahem B'Yisrael Shekima Zatar Kula. You over the generations are going to testify that the Yidden kept the Torah. Yovo Nimrod V'Yidu B'Avram. Nimrod's going to come and he's going to testify about Avram Avinu Shal Avodah Zarah, that he didn't do Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, Hishlach Avram Avinu B'Or Kazdim. He threw into the pit, fiery furnace. Because he didn't want to be mekabel to do avodah zarah. Shenasa lebnei Noach, it's also bnei Noach. Ve'avram benochu shelo haya b'shas matan Torah. Ve'al shem kach nikra Amraphel. Why then Nimrod got the name Amraphel? Bekitzim Avram Shamar v'hipil Avraham b'kifshan ha'ish. That's the lashon of Amar Paul. They said throw him in. So they can testify that he kept it. Yovel love and Yehuda Yaakov. Yovel love is going to come in and testify Yaakov. Shel nechshed al gazel, that he didn't. He's not actually not suspected for stealing. Says Rashi. Shel nechshed against the chsev. Ma matzas mikol kli b'secha. I feel sakin. I feel himnik. I feel machat. What happened was is Lovin comes along. He accuses Avram Yaakov of taking his stuff. You know, taking his idols, and he's like, "Well, I didn't touch anything. I've been there for years, and you come check my tent, and you'll find I didn't take even a needle from you, nothing, a fork, a tiny little thing, anything." And Rashi goes on to say that the filamachad vechatsin hadar abeis chamiv esim shana. You know, if someone lives with his father-in-law for 20 years, because you don't say no to him, klikata and you know chesava legez v'yakov kiyam. Right? It's an amazing thing to find that he wouldn't take anything. It doesn't even make any sense, but that's how good he was, and he didn't actually take anything over there. And Bnei Noach are commanded in Gezel, and Yaakov upheld that. Tava Ishes Potiphar Vitaid by Yosef. Ishes Potiphar Zalicha is going to come testify Yosef. Shalom Nechshad al Erver, that is not Nechshad al Erver. Says Rashi, that is Ishes Ish, Nasser le Bnei Noach, Tachsiv Vidavik Beishto, Vlobishes Chaver, Vyosef Kiyam, Yosef upheld that mitzah. Yavu Nebuchadnezzar, Yaduchanan, Mishal Vazayan, Nebuchadnezzar going to come and he didn't testify for these three people, three great sages. Shalosh Tachav was Telem. They didn't put down to the Telem, and Nebuchadnezzar made this big idol or this big image. And they didn't bow down to it. Shalobitolas Tzvila, Yavada Yavesh, Vyayib Daniel, let the Yavish come along, and he's going to testify about Daniel that he didn't Shalobitolas Tzvila, he wasn't Mavatol davening, he was a thing in Allah daven Tashem, and he continued daven Tashem. Yavil Bildad Ashuchi, let Bildad the Shuchite come, but Sofar Hanahamasi, Velifas Etemani, let these three, Bildad the Shuchi, Sofar, Nami, and Elifas Etemani, come, we already remember you saw they can be Yed and Klai So Shekima is called Tarkula. They kept the entire Torah. These are friends of Eov, and they came along and they saw they kept all things. Shenema Yitnu Eidein V'Yitztaku. As the Pasuk says, let them bring their witnesses and they will be vindicated. Right? We saw this Pasuk in the Taman Aleph, on Beis Taman Aleph. This pasuk now is saying is used in a way of like they're testifying about the Jewish people. So you see, they kept it all. So Amr Lefanavs, and then the guy, and they're trying everything they can. They say, finally, Ribono Shalom, give us another chance. If we're not saying we're going to go, we're going to do it. Amr Lekadosh Baruch Hu, Shotem Shalom, you fools! Don't you know? Mishatach be'erev Shabbos, Tuyuchol be'Shabbos. Whoever prepares an erev Shabbos, Rashi explains, means Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world, then Yochol be'Shabbos, he'll have to eat on Shabbos, which is the next world. Mishalotach be'erev Shabbos, someone doesn't prepare an erev Shabbos, Mehechon Yochol be'Shabbos, how is he going to go? What's he going to eat from in Shabbos? El Afal Piken, nonetheless, you know what? I'll tell you what. Mitzvah Kala Yeshli. I'm going to give you a chance. I'll give you another chance. I have a mitzvah kala. I have a light mitzvah of a sukkah shvat. Its name is sukkah. V'lechu v'asu osa. Go and keep that mitzvah. Go ahead. Umi matzah samarachi. What's going on here? Why does he give him a chance? From Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. My, this says, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Asher anochi mitzavecheh hayom la'asosam? What does it mean when it says, you can keep these mitzvahs that I commit for you to do, for you today to do them. Hayom la'asosam. That means today to do them. That's b'lo mazeh. Below the machalas, but not later. As she says, the eino yachalas, you're not able to do it on the mabah. So what's going on? Hashem is giving this other chance. Like it's game over. It's lost. The last ball went. The pinball's over. There's no machine left. Hayom la'asosam, below hayom lito sechar. And today was not made. It's made to do and not to go and take the sechar. But that's in the next world. Why give him another chance? Ella, Shaykh Hashbach Ba Bitunya Embryosa. Hashbach doesn't come with excuses. Not looking for excuses, you know, to be intense with his people. Rest is Baalila, right? To come to like find a way to go mess them over. He wants to help them, so he's gonna give him a chance. This is unbelievable, by the way. The chesed and the rachamim of the Yibishter. Ah, v'amaykar le'mitzakala. Why is it called an easy mitzvah? Mishum d'les pei chesed and kiss. Because you don't have to pay any money. The sukkah's there, just walk in and stay there. Miyad kol echad v'echad notu v'elchos ha'sukkah v'rosh. Sukkah. Immediately, they took the chance. They grabbed and they went to their roof. They made their sukkah. Rashi says, rof tashmisha melagago she'en gagosei mishupin. Their roofs were not slanted. It was flat. So they made most of the things they would do out on the roof over there. V'akadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleihem chama b'tkufas Tammuz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he pierced them with the heat of the sun of Tammuz. Rashi says makdir loshen nokev, like making holes. Kolomer men akeves b'koach chom gadol, tremendous heat. Kamo mekadrin b'harim the irvin inyan nekev chatachis. It's a hole and a cut. B'tkufas Tammuz shenohegez moshechas ad shelosha. Chadashim, Adyom Tkufas Tishrei goes till Tishrei. Havi Tkufas Tammuz, till Tammuz. That's the season we happen to be in right now. Tammuz is in, you know, just about a week and a half or so, but it's really the hot season, and he made it very hot for them. Kol Echav Yechad, Nevad Besukaso, Viyoser. Every one of them kicked their sukkah and they left. Shenemar Ninatka Esmosusemo, Benashlicha Mimenu Avosemo. Let us cut their cords and cast off their ropes. That is, we want to release ourselves in these mitzvahs. We're going to see momentarily that it's actually talking about the Aksha put on tzitzis and tefillin at some point, and they threw it all off and got rid of it. Anyway, makadir, what do you mean? Does the Kosh Bochel really hit them with the sun like such a heat that they're poking holes to them and piercing them? Vahal, maritaina Kosh Bochel, ba bitrunia in birosa. The Kosh Bochel is not coming bitrunia to go with these excuses, you know, to go and to give them the smackdown. It's not going to go so intense. No, says Gemara, what are you talking about? This, you're not so deal with that. Yedin, mishum di Yisrael nami, happens to the as well, that Nami Zimne, sometimes what happens, beep, turn the page. Gimel on the base. The Moshchalu Tkufas Tammuz Ad Chag. Sometimes the Tkufas Tammuz goes all the way to the Chag. Rashi says, Ve'in Tkufas Tishrei no felas ad lach chag. And then Tishrei that comes after, so it starts to cool down. Ve'habilahut Saren, it's Sar for them as well. So there's nothing in particular. But they don't go out of their sukkah kicking it. You go out kicking the sukkah, boom, you done. V'amarava, Mistar, put them in the sukkah. But your Mistar is put them in the sukkah, so what did they do wrong over here? Nehi the Pater, Nechinami the Pater, Ba'ute, Mimavate. But they have to go there to kick the sukkah. What are you doing over there? Why are you kicking the sukkah? Therefore, clearly, their attitude toward mitzvahs ain't so hot, and they lost their chance. Baruch Hu sits and he's laughing about the situation. Yosef b'shamayim Yitzchak, he who sits in the heavens, will laugh. Right, when it said right, earlier, it says the pasuk earlier is when they said the natka is most same over and ashlichem imenav same. Let's cut the cords and cast off the ropes. And that's when they did such a thing. And right afterwards, Rashi says Yosef b'shamayim Yitzchak gabin the natka was the same. Because it says right after Hashem laughed. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak ain't schok l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ela osa yom bavad. The only laughter is in front of Hashem is only on that particular day. Ikedemasel Rabbi Yitzchak ha. Some taught Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching. Ay 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 ay. On the following, the time runs out of price. Rabbi Yosef Omer lost the love of.
In the future, all the goyim are going to be misgayer. What are we going to be kabel a ger? At that time, to the times of Ayoma, who? On that great day, we're not mekabel ger in that case because they're doing it not for the right reasons, right? They were mekabel ger during the times of David and Melch or the times of Shlomo Melch because the Yidden were ruling. They were Rakhanids. Of course, person's joining, so yeah, we don't know they're keeping it for the right reasons. Elishinasu gerim gerurim. The Brise is coming to teach us that they're going to be like Ki'ilu Geirim. And that is, says Rashi, that they are Megayan on their own. Misgayan, Me'alei Misgayan, Va'anan lo Mekablinan. We didn't accept them. Mishum, the Gedulas and the Yisrael Kai of the Kavde. That's why they're doing it. T'chsev, Mi'gar Yitcha, Be'an Yosecha, Lecha Yipol, Ba'ashir Yosecha. You know what I'm saying? If you come in the poor times, in the hard times, then you can come in the rich times. You know, you got to be in the game. But they jump in right away, and they say, "Menich and tefillin bershein." They're putting on tefillin, and right, tefillin bezer hosein. Sisus b'rigdayim, mezuzos b'pischein. They come and they get all yidden. But kevan sheroh and milchemes Gog u'Magog. Oh, but then they see the milchem of Gog u'Magog. Gog was the king, and Magog was his people. And they're going to come. They're going to fight against the yidden. Omer lahen. So the nations, they're going to ask Gog u'Magog, "Amma basim, why are you here? I'm lo al Hashem al Mashicha. We've come to fight against Hashem and His anointed ones." Shenamar lama rogshu agayim. Why do nations gather and regimes talk in vain? Let's go and we're going to fight. And what happens? Immediately they go and they take off, they cast everything off, they throw off the cords and they go to go fight again. They see their true colors. Then they go and they say, "Let's cut the cords and throw off the ropes." HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev U'Masachik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting there and laughing away. Shenemar Yoshev B'Shamayim Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak. Gain lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Schok Elo Sayom Avad. The only time Hashem has this laughter is on that day. That's the only time. Ain't is that really true? Hashem doesn't laugh in other areas. There's 12 hours in a day. The first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osek B'Torah. Hashem sits and he shtayg the Hele Gatorah in the first 3 hours of the day. Shini Osek, second, third, 3 hours of the day, Yoshev Redanis Kol Olam Kulo. He sits and he judges the entire world. Rashi says, Karebi Yossi, Dabar Sechaz Roshana, Adam Nidam Chol Yom Dechsev Dvar Yom B'Yomo. It's Mechokas going according to that Cheetah. Kevin showed the sky of all on Kleya, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a world that deserves to be destroyed. Omen B'Kisei Adin, Yoshev B'Kisei Rachamim. He gets up from dead, he goes to Rachamim. Shlishis, in the third hour, three hour period, Yoshev V'Zan is Kolom Kulo. He sits there, and he's Zan, he sustains the entire world. That is, says Rashi, Yoshev V'Zan, Kotsev Lehem Eichan Tizdamein Lehem Parnasasim. He says, where are you going to get all your parnasa from? Mikarni Re'emin by Tzikinim, from these type of, from the horns of the Re'emin, these big, massive, beautiful animals, until the Karni Re'emin, by Tzikinim, which doesn't mean the eggs of lice, it's actually a type of animal, says Rashi, a type of bug. Minahu demiskari beitzekinim vidakinim, they're very small. Vehu inva beloshen aramis blaz linturis. Anyway, reveals in the fourth hour of the day when he's Yoshev Masachim Livyasan. He chills and he hangs out, he's laughing, having a good time with the Livyasan. That's the big animal, right? Remember in Bereishis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created these two huge Livyasan, this type of fish, we're going to have in the Moshe Mashiach, and one of them he kept for himself. And Shenemar Livyasan Zeh Yatzak to the Sachik Bo, like the Pasuk says, you created this Livyasan in order to the Sachik Bo to have fun, to laugh and have a good time. So what do you mean that he never, there's only one time that he laughs? Some Rav Nachman Yitzchak in Briyosev Misachik, he laughs with his Briyosev, with his creatures every day. V'al Briyosev ain't a Misachik, Ela Osa Yom Avad, but on them, I mean about them, like at them. Rashi says, you know, we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you. Now here's laughing at you. Rashi says, Ela Verush Osin Briyosev ain't a Misachik, Ela Osa Yom, only that particular day. Amar Le'Rav Achabay, Le'Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Miyom Shechar B'Samik L'Shein Tzchok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the day in the base of the destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't laugh. We know the Lekas Chok, how do you know? If you want to say that it comes to the Pasuk, it says in Yeshaya, Vayikra Hashem Elokim, Tzavakos Bayomahu Livichim, Lemisvet Lekarcha. If you want to say, we learn after the fact that Hashem called on that day the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash for crying and eulogizing and for for you know the morning type stuff. Dilma hu yalam v'sulo. Maybe it means only on that day and no other day. So if you don't have a riot, doesn't laugh afterwards. Ella d'chsev himeshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach 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 yemini. Tidbak lashon lechiki im lo eskerechi. So I got to remember the destruction. It says Gemara, Dilma Shikha Udaleka. All it is the issue of Shikha. Avaschok me'ayika. What, but you can't go and laugh? So you're not going to forget about it, but you're also going to laugh. Elameha. You learn from me in Yeshaya. Hechesheisi me'olam acharishesapa. I have long kept silent. I have been still. I have restrained myself. And that is not laughing over here. During this long, bitter exile. Berevius Mayavid. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do during the fourth hour? Right, so therefore we see over there Hashem really didn't laugh. So what's he doing in the fourth hour if he's not laughing and everything the time? Yoshev Malami Tokosh Beis Rabbin Torah. He's sitting and teaching Torah to the Tokosh Beis Rabbin. Which Tokosh Beis Rabbin are we talking about? Well, we're going to see in a second. They died when they were little. Rashi said, the Gemara says, Shenemar esmi yoredeya, esmi yavin shmo gmule mechal v'atikim mishadayim. To whom shall one teach knowledge? To whom shall... does one explain a message? To those weaned from their mother's milk, removed from their shadayim, from their chest. Right, and that's what Rashi already says, that gmule mechal v'shemesu kishim ketanim atike kamo amate karim lashon siluk. They're removed. Lemi Yoredeya, to whom does Hashem teach knowledge? Lemi Yavin Shmoa, to whom does he explain this message? Those who are weaned from the milk and removed from their mother's chest. And originally, before the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, who was the one who taught these kids? Wait. Did we say in the fourth section of the three hours, you know, the fourth 3 hours, that's what he's doing because he's not Mesachik anymore. So then, who taught the kids beforehand? We have two answers. Yibai Yisem either was Mitatron. This is one of the Malachim Hashem uses. Yibai Yisem Ahavahavid. Hashem did both of them. He also taught and he also was Meshach. He was also Mesachik. Ubelelia Mayavid. What does Hashem do at night? We spoke about what he does for the four different sections of the day. Learns Torah, judges, feeds, and teaches Torah and or, you know, plays. Iba Yisema Me'en Yamama was doing at night. Either we could say that he does the same thing at night. Iba Yisema Rochev Al Kruv Al Kal Shalo. He rides on his very fast Kruv. Vishat Bishmona Asar Elif Olamos. He flies among 18,000 worlds. Shenemar Rechav Elokim Ribosayim Alfei Sinam. God's entourage is myriads, thousands of angels. Altikrei Shinam Ela She'enam. Don't read the word Shinam as angels. Read as She'enam, which means that they are not. So you have 20,000 minus 2 myriads comes out to 18,000. Ve'yihi bo'yiseima Yoshev Shomei Shirom B'chayos. He sits and he hears the Shira of the Chayos HaKodesh, the holy angels. Shenemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo Balayla Shiro Immi. Right? In the day, Hashem commands his kindness. In the night, his song is with me. This is Rashi Yomam Yitzava. Dan Vizan Mlamitar. Ubalaila Shiro Imi. Ubalaila Noik Shiro Imi Lamata Shaf David Loya Menamnim. Even though the male could only sleep, Kishina Sasus, like the Mata horse sleeps in small amount. Vicholaila Masasik Bishir Sishbah, Sishbah, Sabatora, Kitamina Varish, Mesakas Brachas of Gimel Base, which is wearing Gimel Base right now as well. Unbelievable! Another din. Amr Belevi. Call a posting with every Torah, someone who stops from the stagging of Torah. That is your Osig Rashi's Misha Osig with Torah, posting a Divis Sicha Betail. What happens? Some they feed him rosenwood coals, which are very hot. They look like they're not hot anymore, but they're actually still simmering underneath, or whatever, boiling underneath, bubbling, hot, very hot. Like it says, those who uproot moist words on account of chatter, the root of rosem coals, will be their meal. Rashi's Malach Devarim Lachluchem Beikar Shnachvina Hinecha Baluchos. The things are written in the Luchos. Amar Ish Lakish Kol Osik Matar Belayda Unishtag in the night time. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshich Alev Chutz Shechasa Bayom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu he puts on him a charm with Chutz Shechasa. Rashi's Nosen Cheino Beinerbios. He gives chen, charm to other people around him during the day. Shenamar yomam yitzave Hashem chasu b'layla shiro ima, imi. As the pasuk tells us that, in the daytime Hashem commands His kindness, in the night His song is with me. Ma tam yomam yitzave Hashem chasu. What is the pshat? Why is it that in the day Hashem's command is charm to be on that person? Mishud b'layla shiro ima, because in the night His song was with me. What's the song? Ata kisru lechem, it's the shiro zos. L'lamdos b'nei Yisrael. That's the Torah itself. Torah, Gnosha, Igadami, some say, I'm a Rishlak, it's called Oskar B'Torah, Allah Mazat. And when Ushtaigs and learns Torah in this world, Hadom L'Layla is compared to night. Hashem is going to give him a charm in the world to come. Hadom L'Yom is considered like day. Shenamar Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chazdo. Like the Pasuk says over here, the same idea, is going to command this kindness in the night, the song of the Torah is for me. Amar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ma'idich say, what do we do with this pasuk? It says in Chavakuk, Vata'ase Adam like a dog. Kidgei Hayom Kiremes Lo Moshel Bo. You have made man like the fish of the sea, like creeping things without a ruler. Lama Nimshel B'nei Adam Kidgei, what a word. Hayam. Why is that God's Baruch made him like the fish in the sea? What does it mean? Let me tell you. My dagam sheyam. Just like fish in the sea, Rabbi Yisai. Kevan sheolim liabasha miyad mason. Once they come up to the abasha, come to dry land, they are dead. It's over. Finished. Toast. They're cooked. Hapnei adam. So to people. Kevan sheparsha midivrei Torah. Once they separate themselves from divrei Torah, umina mitzos and from mitzos, miyad mason. They immediately die. This is similar to the Gemara. Let me say it's similar. The Gemara in Brachos tells a story about the fox and the fish when he says to the fish, come out on the dry land, I'll take care of you. And he's like, you fool. Over here, I'm in danger, maybe, but if I come out of the water, then I'm dead. No way. Unfortunately, there are people that don't learn. They don't learn that I'm involved in the Torah mitzvahs or b'yisai. We got to get involved. Kodesh Baruch Hu shared rachmanus on every yid that doesn't have any. And get into it. Got to shteik, got to learn, got to be involved with Torah. Avodah yimashchalim, be in the game. We don't want to die. Dover acher ma dagim shabiyam, just like the fish of the sea. Kevan shekadra aleim chamam yad basim. As soon as the sun shines to them, they die. Kach b'nei adam, kevan shekadra aleim chamam yad basim. As soon as the sun shines to them, they die. What? Ibai same v'olam zeh. If you want to say, one answer is to say, it means that they die in this world. Ibai same v'olam haba. Or that means in the next world. Ibai same v'olam zeh. What does it mean in this world? Kid Rabbi Chanina, Adam Rabbi Chanina, kol b'nei shamayim. Everything's in the hands of shamayim. Rashi says, m'chushos. Things that are bad that happen to a person, all that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, chutz mitzinim upachim, except for cold and hot. That is, someone is negligent, they're foolish, behaving in a way where they shouldn't. You know, have to be careful for the cold and for the hot, and they're not careful because of that. Something happens, that's on them. Shenamar mitzinim upachim bederech ikei shomer nafsho yirchag meam. Cold and hot are in the path of the Ikesh, so the perverse one who guards his soul will distance himself from them. Careful. Watch where you go. It's up to us. Next, number two. V'yibay seim alam abar. Tzikim alam abar. Kedem b'shem en lakish. Tzikim b'shem en lakish. Ein ganem l'asad lovo. There's no ganem l'asad lovo. No ganem. What does it mean? Ela kadosh baruch hu motzi chamim enatika. Hashem takes out the sun from its sheath. Umakdir. And that sun comes and pierces. It's very intense. Rishayim nidonim ba. The Rishayim, they get judged by the intensity of that heat. The tzaddikim misrapim ba. But the tzaddikim, they become healed by it. Rishayim nidonim. The Rishayim get judged. Beep, turn the page. Dalad amalav. But they get judged by it, by the sun being unsheathed. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, ki hine ayom ba bor ketanur. Behold, the day comes burning like an oven. Rashi says, Hashemesh haba, debekama duchtin karin l'shemesh. The Shimsha Yoma, it's called like the daytime. And all the wicked people, all the Rishayim, all the evil people are going to be like straw. And that coming day will burn them up, says Hashem. So that it will not leave them a root or a branch. They will be annihilated. They're going to have a shorish in this world. Not a branch, talking about Olam Abba. Tzadikim Misrapim Ba. The tzadikim are going to be healed by it. Yirei Shemit Shemesh Staka Umarpim Chinafea. It says next pasuk, and it will shine for you those who fear my name, a sun of righteousness with healing in its rays. It's going to heal us. Unbelievable. Is that unbelievable? That's unbelievable. Velo Odela Shemis Adanimba. Not only that, but they're going to delight in it. They're going to have an Eden, and it's going to be amazing. Shanem Rebbe, Tussim, and Bishtem, Ke'egle, and Meirvik. And like it says in the pasuk, and you, those who fear Hashem, will go out and flourish like fattened calves in the stall. Says Rashi, V'yatzasem, Ufishtem, Sefer Dizarcha, the Vizarcha Lechemahu. It's the end of it. Upishtem Lashon Shuman, V'riboy, V'ovi, like fatness. Like it says, Pushu Sku Kamo, V'lo Yada, V'pash Me'od. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all. Actually, maybe not. Maybe we want to keep going. You know what? Let's end off with this one last piece over here. Davar Acher, Madagim Shabiyam. Like, what does it mean when it says you're going to be like a man like fish of the sea and like creeping things without a ruler? Right? Just like the way the fish in the sea, someone who's bigger than his friend, and they swallow him up. If not for the fear of Malchus, of government, anyone who's bigger than his friend would go ahead and would simply swallow him up. Behind the Tanah, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. In Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Chanina, Skana Konam Omer, having mispalled with Shlomo Shalmachus, you better daven for the welfare of the government. Shalmali Moral Shalmachus, if you don't have the Moral of the Malchus, Ish Esreyu Chaim Below. A person would just swallow his friend alive. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.